It took three meetings and a lengthy debate before the Craig City Council could come to consensus on a list of concerns about the Sea Alaska legislation. The bill would transfer 85,000 acres of national forest lands to Sea Alaska, resolving the regional Native Corporation's outstanding land claims. During a visit to Ketchikan on Friday, Murkowski said it's high time that Sea Alaska take ownership of acreage it's been entitled to since the passage of the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act in 1971.
I got involved and agreed to move legislation because I believe very strongly that the Sea Alaska shareholders are entitled to final resolution of their lands as any other Alaska Natives. And, you know, 1971 has come and gone, and yet the people of Sea Alaska are still waiting for final disposition. I don't think that's right. We've got to resolve it. It is contentious, yes, but it's not impossible to resolve.
Sea Alaska needs the legislation because it wants to select land outside of congressionally prescribed boundaries. In a January 27th letter to Senator Murkowski, the city of Craig laid out the council's concerns with the legislation. Craig City Administrator John Bowling says the council is primarily concerned about the effects the land transfer would have on the Tongass Land Management Plan.
They're concerned because they see S-881 as impacting TLUMP, the existing TLUMP, but they don't know what those impacts might be. They are encouraging someone to try to detail out what those impacts might be so that the council's got a better understanding of how the bill might affect TLUMP and, in turn, the other mills on the island and all the other policy settings that come out of a land use plan.
The city says transferring the land to Sea Alaska could keep area sawmills from getting the timber they need. Murkowski says she does not believe the Sea Alaska legislation would affect TLUMP and is not sure if it would reduce land available for timber sales.
We don't believe that it does. We take the issues and the concerns that have been raised by the city of Craig and by the folks over there very seriously. So what we want to do is we want to check everything out, get those assurances, and, you know, have those continued conversations.
The city of Craig is asking that Sea Alaska not be allowed to select land outside of established withdrawal areas until such time the impact on TLUMP is known. Sea Alaska CEO Chris McNeil says a land bill would help, not hurt, the region's timber industry.
There is only a very small part remaining of the original timber industry, and we're the other part of it. If either one of us disappears, the other one's going to go too. And it's just a fact. You could ask, even the people in Craig would tell you that, or other communities would say that, because the critical mass of the industry has so declined that time is of the essence.
Sea Alaska expects to run out of timber within a handful of years. The majority of the parcels that Sea Alaska would receive in the bill are Prince of Wales timberlands. Timber has historically been one of the corporation's biggest sources of revenue, although less so in recent years. Bowling says the Craig City Council is presenting Senator Murkowski with a potential alternative if Congress proceeds with the selections.
If the legislation goes on to approve such selections, one option for the delegation to consider is that timber harvest on the selections outside the Yanks withdrawal areas comply with typically how the Forest Service would manage a timber sale, adopting Forest Service practices for clear-cut size and dream size, riparian setbacks, and so forth.
Bowling says the council is also concerned about the category of selections within the legislation called Native Future Sites.
There was concern about some of those sites going into private hands and preventing local public use of them.
Sea Alaska is proposing to select 46 sites throughout southeast Alaska, totaling 5,000 acres for renewable energy projects and tourism business opportunities. Resource development, including mining and logging, would not be permitted on the Native Future sites. 9 would be on Prince of Wales Island. The City of Craig letter describes those selections as valuable sites around southeast Alaska. The city wants Murkowski to take comments on the legislation from island residents. She says she's looking at holding a field hearing on the island. Sea Alaska had implored the Craig City Council to either remain neutral or support its efforts. The Native Corporation had a strong presence at multiple city council meetings as the council debated whether to comment on the legislation. Sea Alaska Board President and State Senator Albert Kukesh made statewide news recently regarding comments he made at one of those meetings. He appeared to insinuate that he could hold up state funding for Craig projects if the council came out against the Sea Alaska land bill. Murkowski says Kukesh's comments were not helpful.
Unfortunately, this incident with Senator Kukesh and the statements that he made have, I think, deflected from the main issue, which is there a way to equitably complete the land conveyances that Sea Alaska is entitled to? And I'm just hopeful that the statements made don't derail the good efforts that have gone on.
Murkowski says she has and will continue to encourage stakeholders to work together to find middle ground on the land claims issue.
The process that has been underway for a couple years has been pretty exhaustive in getting all sides to sit down and really hash through some of the concerns. And I think we're at that point where we, at least me and those in my office that have been working this, are continuing to encourage a level of discussion to see if we can't work out as many of the concerns as possible.
She says there are approximately 6 amendments that will likely be introduced in response to stakeholder concerns that would exclude Sea Alaska from selecting controversial parcels. Ultimately, the City of Craig ended its letter to Murkowski by stating that it's ready to work with Alaska's congressional delegation and with representatives from Sea Alaska towards resolution of the corporation's land entitlements. With help from Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld, in Ketchikan, I'm Deanna Garrison.